Genesis chapter 44. Then he instructed him who was over his house, and he said, "Fill the men's bags with food, as much as they can carry, and put money in each one's opening of his bag. But put my goblet, the silver goblet, in the opening of the bag of the youngest, and the money for his grain." And he acted according to the words which Joseph had spoken. The morning dawned, and the men were sent off, they and their donkeys. They went out of the city, and they had not gone far, when Joseph said to him who was over his house, "Get up and pursue the men, and when you have caught up with them, say to them, 'Why have you requited me bad for good? Is not this what my master drinks from? And doesn't he keenly divine with it? You have done wrong in what you have done.'" So he caught up with them and said these things to them. And they said to him, "Why does my lord say these things? Far be it from your servants to do such a thing as this. Look, we brought the money which we found in the opening of our bags back to you from the land of Canaan. So how could we steal silver or gold from the house of your lord? Let him among your servants who is found with it die, and let the rest of us too become servants to my lord." And he said, "Let it duly be so now, according to your words. He who is found with it will be my servant, but the rest of you will be clear." Then they made haste, and each one brought his bag down to the ground, and each one opened his bag. And he searched, starting with the oldest, and finishing with the youngest, and the goblet was found in Benjamin's bag. And they tore their clothes, and each loaded his luggage on his donkey, and they returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers returned to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell down to the ground before him. And Joseph said to them, "What is this deed you have done? Were you not aware that a man like me keenly divines?" And Judah said, "What can we say to my lord? What can we speak, and how can we justify ourselves? God has found the iniquity of your servants. Here we are as servants to my lord, both we and he in whose hand the goblet was found." Then he said, "Far be it from me to do that. The man in whose hand the goblet was found, he will be my servant, but you go up in peace to your father." Then Judah approached him and said, "Please, my lord, let your servant speak a word in my lord's ears. Do not become angry with your servant, for you are like Pharaoh. My lord asked his servants and said, 'Have you got a father or brother?' And we said to our lord, 'We have an elderly father and a small child of his old age, but his brother is dead, and he alone remains to his mother, and his father loves him.' And you said to your servants, 'Bring him down to me, and let me set my eye on him.' And we said to my lord, 'The lad cannot leave his father. If he leaves his father will die.' But you said to your servants, 'If your youngest brother does not come down with you, you will not see my face again.' So it was that we went up to your servant our father and told him the words of my lord. And our father said, 'Go back and buy us a little food.' And we said, 'We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, because we cannot see the man's face if our youngest brother is not with us.' And your servant my father said to us, 'You know that my wife bore two sons to me. And one went out from me, and I said, "He must have been torn apart, and I have not seen him up to now." And you have taken this one too from my presence, and if any misfortune should befall him, you would bring my old age down to the grave in a bad way. So now, if I go to your servant my father, and the lad is not with us, while one's life is bound up with the other's life, it would happen that when he saw that the lad was not there, he would die, and your servants would bring the old age of your servant our father down to the grave in grief. For your servant became security for the lad with my father, and said, "If I do not bring him to you, I will be in sin to my father all my days. So now, please let your servant stay instead of the lad, as a servant to my lord, and may the lad go up with his brothers. For how can I go up to my father if the lad is not with me? Otherwise I would see the harm that would come upon my father."